This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Xcel Energy has a new plan to make its natural gas business far more climate friendly. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The so-called Clean Heat Plan is required under a state law passed in 2021. It lays out the company's vision to cut emissions 22% by 2030. To get there, Xcel wants to invest in programs to help customers switch from natural gas furnaces to all electric heat pumps. But it also includes less proven ideas, like mixing hydrogen into the gas supply. Environmental advocates say that could end up costing ratepayers, and they want the company to go all in on heat pumps. Regulators are expected to approve a final plan next year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The ACLU of Colorado has filed a lawsuit against the FBI and the Colorado Springs Police Department over unlawful privacy invasions. The complaints allege officers targeted leaders of the Chinook Center during a housing rights march in 2021. Activist Jacqueline Armendariz Unzueta says CSPD took her phone, laptop, and other personal devices to search for messages. The ACLU of Colorado argues that CSPD had no probable cause to access that private information. A Broncos defensive end is under criminal investigation over a complaint that he bet on his own football games. The NFL suspended Ioma Urazurike indefinitely last month in response to betting allegations. Now, a criminal complaint filed this week says Urazurike placed 32 wagers on the Broncos last season. He also bet on two Iowa State Cyclone games in 2021 while he played there in college, and he's accused of trying to hide the wagers. The complaint was first reported to the Des Moines Register. This is CPR News and KRCC. Grand Junction, other parts of the Western Slope, as well as the Front Range from Fort Collins to Colorado Springs, can expect at least some light rain later this afternoon.